going to come a day when we all come together and worship at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and the one true King of the universe, folks. And that's that. So welcome to It's a Religion. This is the podcast that seeks to explain life through the lens of faith. What do you put your faith in? That is the big question. There's a world out there that puts its faith in, I believe, a lot of satanic diversions from the one truth of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, that we just celebrated his birthday, matter of fact, yesterday. And now we're in that in-between time between Christmas and New Year's, which is always kind of odd. But starts looking at, you know, most people this time of year start looking forward. We're still finishing up. I imagine a lot of people are still finishing up their Christmas celebrations because it's still the weekend and Sunday. A lot of folks going to church, worshiping the one true King, hopefully in spirit and in truth. And welcome. This is Ehud, son of Dennis, coming to you live from the Middle West of the divided states of America to the Republic for which they stand, two nations under God, quite divided with liberty and justice for some. Those that are connected, those that have someone in power that they know or are in power themselves. If you're part of that elite class, that ruling class, or just simply have a D by your name and you've run for office, you probably have a pretty good chance of getting let off the hook for just about anything nowadays. And of course, certain, you know, if you have certain pigmentation in your skin color too, that might help you more nowadays than what it used to. And, you know, this world likes to divide us, likes to conquer us, likes to do things to us that really are unfathomable from a Christian worldview or a Christian standpoint of view. When you are created in the image of God and you are created with worth and a sense of purpose to this life that he gave us. So, you know, there's a major contrast there in trusting that you have been created by a holy, righteous, good God, or fill in the blank, or something else, or I evolved over billions of years, or I am a Mohammedan, in which case they tip the hat to creation, but then they lose sight of the love and mercy and kindness and goodness of the one true God in a lot of ways. And we see that manifest itself in their faith. And even within the Christian faith are those that think you somehow still have to earn your salvation, which is beyond me. There is no human on this planet that can earn salvation because we're all fallen short of the glory of God. We're all fallen sinners that need repentance, that need someone to take care of that for us. And that's what Jesus Christ did when he came to earth in human form as a babe in a manger that everybody, you know, and their brother just heard about over the last couple of days and last probably month or so. That's what it is. So in this in-between time, we are going to just have some focus on some various scripture. Usually I just read directly from the Bible, but for the next week, I'm going to be looking at what we're going to do next year. I like to read through the Bible every year because it always produces fruit. It always shows me new things I didn't see the last time. I've done a reading historically. I've done a reading just verbatim. You know, sometimes I'll do the Old and New Testaments at the same time. That's what I did last year. And so I'm still contemplating what the Lord would have me do this year. And we'll see. We'll see if that's going to be the case. But one of the things that we did do today, we looked at 1 Timothy. And I'm going to read from 1 Timothy chapter 1. And I'm going to start, let's see here. This is Paul talking to Timothy about being a leader in the church, I believe. And it seems pretty clear in what he's saying here. And Paul says, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that you should charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither giving heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. So the church is supposed to edify and encourage. That was one of Paul's big things, I think, with the Gentiles especially. Now the end of the commandment is charity, which is love, agape love, which is care toward others, out of a pure heart and a good conscience and a faith unfeigned. Well, charity out of a pure heart is one that's clean, one that's pure, right? One that doesn't have any imperfections. And so that would be one that is submitted to the will of God, that has repented of sin. And that leads to a good conscience. You can't really have a good conscience without a pure heart. I don't see that having the right effect. If you don't have a clear conscience, you need to get rid of what's ever bothering you in your conscience, and you might succeed in having a pure heart. So, and then he says this, and a faith unfeigned. Well, unfeigned is anapocritus. Anapocritus. So undisassembled, sincere, without dissimulation or hypocrisy. So you're walking in a true faith, walking in a faith that exhibits itself truly toward Jesus Christ, the one you have put your faith in, the one who did what was necessary by living a perfect life, by dying on the cross, by rising again, and doing that perfectly by the Father's will, something which we cannot do. And, you know, I probably failed him the first second I knew him, and really was responsible for my own faith in that sense. But anyway, a faith unfeigned means you're actually living it out the way that you're supposed to. And so Paul goes on to say, from which some have swerved, having turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if any man use it lawfully. So again, the law itself is a good thing. The law itself teaches us right from wrong and things that we should know. So knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel and blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me for the economy faithful, putting me into the ministry, he says from there. So, and then he talks about blasphemers and things like that. But if you go back to that list, I mean, we see a lot of that going on in the world today. And really, there's a contrast there. The folks that do these things that are unholy, that are profane, that are murderers of fathers and mothers and manslayers and whoremongers and that defile themselves with mankind, they use God's law as a reference point because people know things are wrong. Things that are wrong, people know that they're wrong. It's wrong to kill somebody. It's wrong to do certain things. It's wrong to lie. People know that. And so, you know, the whole frame of reference is around what God and his word and the Bible teach us. And so it's a really a beautiful thing. And when you are a Christian, you don't use that in a way to look down on other faiths or other religions, but to encourage others. Look at what you're missing. Come see what the truth is. Please look, test. Taste and see that God is good. And because the world today needs that. You know, when I look at some of the stories that I read this morning, Christmas Eve air travel doubles over the last year as American flyers shrug off Omicron fears. And, you know, the media, the world, Satan are all out there trying to make everybody as fearful as possible because, as we say in this show, fear is the devil's faith. Fear, the devil loves fear. He loves people fearing him, fearing anything, really, because then people are more easily controlled. So, you know, Ben Franklin once said that if you're more concerned about safety than freedom, you don't deserve either. And, you know, Biden's out there nowadays, you know, this isn't about freedom, it's about safety. Yeah, okay, Joe. But, you know, he's just a puppet in the whole grand scheme of things. I mean, the guy doesn't even know when somebody's saying, let's go Brandon to him, which we saw the other day, which is a sad thing. We shouldn't be doing that to old Joe. I don't think he knows where he's at half the time. And yet, here we are, you know, we're where we have been for a long time in this COVID nightmare. So, you know, there's so much going on now with this vaccine and the control that they're trying to implement in society around that. And yet we see constant, you know, I know three people personally that still got the disease. We're seeing more and more stories of breakthrough cases and all this stuff. And then we see things, I saw a story that said pharmaceutical company contradicts principal Oxford after ivermectin trial halted citing supply issues. And they had a study they were doing on ivermectin, but it was somehow halted magically because there were supply issues. And, you know, the story goes on to talk about how that wasn't the case. But then on the other side, you got faithful people, I believe Ron DeSantis would be one, that calls out radical left's fear mongering. And does damage, more damage in some ways. How you doing, Ev? Good. You want to say hi?
Hi.
What you need? You can wear that. Oh. So Ron DeSantis actually does it right. He comes out and tells it like it is. And, you know, the liberals and folks that don't like him, we'll rake him over the coals for that. But, you know, he's picked up a plus 220,890 residents in the last year. 2021 population shift, where California, New York, Illinois, all these lockdown places are losing people in droves, which in some ways, as a resident of the former land of Lincoln, makes me sad, because those are likely faithful people that probably voted in a good way. Or, you know, there's a lot of folks realizing their error and getting away from the policies that they voted for. And that's the problem, folks. When you vote for people that promise you things and then never do anything like they promise, you know, liberals can't promise what they really want to deliver. They can't come out and say, hey, we want higher taxes, more lockdowns. You know, besides maybe AOC, who I don't think is smart enough to really realize what she's saying half the time. But, you know, from the northeast section of this country, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I'm probably one of the few people out here that looks at an Ivy League school education and just makes me want to barf, because I don't think it is what it used to be. You know, most of those schools were founded on Christian principles for teaching people the ministry, actually, to start with. Harvard was, especially. And now it's just a big joke. You know, it's basically training to become politicians and to become part of this governing institution, the elitist class that is supposed to tell all the rest of us what to do, and because they're smarter than the rest of us. When in reality, I think college basically sucks wisdom out of people, because they don't first look at God. You know, God says fear of God, fear of him is the beginning of wisdom. And if you don't have proper fear of God, you are not going to have wisdom, period. Exclamation point, party over. So with that in mind, why put our faith and trust in people who have gone through that institution, who have made that their life's work? So, hey, be encouraged today. You know, there's a new year coming. New day started today. Every day is a new day full of his mercy and joy and goodness and kindness toward you. Even if you're going through a rough spot, he's still there. He has not left you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's there. So be encouraged, because the one true kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, is what this is all about, folks. It's what it all points to. It's what it's all going to culminate in. It's where it's all going. And you need that. You need him in your life. Period. Exclamation point. Story over. So do that. Seek him out. If you haven't found him yet, if you haven't sought him out yet, email us, ehud@itsareligion.org. Happy to help any way we can. If you have and you just need some encouragement, be encouraged. He's there. He's on the throne. He's interceding for you personally, which should all blow us all away. But I'm going to wrap it up there. We got to get to church this morning early. So have a blessed day. Thanks for stopping by. And once again, we are still somewhat in the Christmas season, so I'll throw down one more Christmas theme finish. And y'all have a blessed day.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.